to do your best. Whoa. No chains around my feet, but I'm not free. Whoa. I know I am bound here in captivity.
guilty. I'm paralyzed with guilt. It runs through me like a rain through the sill. Guilty, my mind won't leave me alone. My teeth all rotten, my lips start to foam, 'cause I'm so guilty. Guilty, guilty. Ooh, guilty. What did I say? What did I say? What did I do? Did I ever do it to you? Don't turn your back. I can't look you in the eye. I guess I'm guilty as charged. I'm guilty as charged. Guilty, 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 guilty. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do what? Such a child, a willful child, guilty. What can I do? I do it to you, but I do it to me too. Such a reckless child.
Don't do that.
You remember when you were a baby?
Do 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 you have a jury?
Yeah.
Do you have a verdict? Guilty as charged. Guilty, guilty, guilty as charged. Do they have a verdict? Do they have a verdict? I'm guilty. You're guilty. Oh, you're such a reckless child. I should beat you. I should hit you. I'll put you in therapy.
Thank you. some hope. I got to go to the other end of the street. If I give to going you, up, scratch my feet. I'm gonna get my money, get up,
I'm gonna get my money, yeah. Lou Cole presents The Shadow, the mystery man who strikes terror into the very hearts of shopsters, lawbreakers, and criminals. Today, the Society of the Living Dead. In just a moment, The Shadow's exciting adventure will begin. Meanwhile, I have an important message for all you homeowners. We are now in the midst of the most treacherous season of the entire year. But you can protect your family's health during this danger period by burning blue coal. For Blue Coal gives you clean, uniform, healthful heat all winter long. And its harmless blue coloring is your guarantee of better heat at less cost. So when you order fuel, insist on Blue Coal. It's Pennsylvania's finest anthracite. Your nearest Blue Coal dealer will be glad to send you a trial ton. Phone him tomorrow.
Hello, hello. Daily Classic, City Desk.
Yes, go ahead, Turner.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith are being held in Holly Military Prison as spies. The Smiths are believed not to be American citizens.
What?
Yes. The Prime Minister was handed a note by American Ambassador this morning.
Yes, go ahead.
American State Department reported investigating circumstance under which the Smith passports were issued.
Good work, Turner. Keep feeding it.
Yes, sir?
Hold the presses for a new front page story. London correspondent is on the wire. This phony passport racket is being uncovered.
New York, New York. More news on the Smith case. Mr. and Mrs. Smith are not citizens. A fake passport and identification ring is suspected. The name Schwartz was taken from tombstones to secure passports. More startling disclosures are promised by federal agents and local authorities who suspect widespread plots.
Will you turn that radio off?
All right, Margo. Well, this fake passport and identification racket interests me.
With Scotland Yard in England, the State Department in Washington, and the whole New York police force working on that fake passport racket, do you have to get mixed up in it?
You see, Margot, it ties up with a case that interests me.
You mean the suicide of your broker, Henry Adams?
Yes.
But, Lamont, what possible connection could there be? I don't see it.
Well, I didn't see any connection either until today, although Adams never struck me as being the type of man who would commit suicide.
His body was found 2 weeks ago, and they buried him right afterwards in the family vault in Kingland Cemetery. Seems to me that's what you might call a closed case.
Well, I don't agree, Margot. I noticed in one of the gossip columns the other day a remark that interested me very much.
What is that?
An item that said that Irene Adams, the orphan daughter of Henry Adams, was being courted by Ray Kelvin.
Oh, Ray Kelvin was Henry Adams' partner, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. But what interested me even more was another item which said that Ray Kelvin was very friendly with a man named Berger, who, according to all reports, is a very questionable character.
I don't see the connection, Lamont.
But much of the evidence points to Berger being mixed up in this business.
Oh, you mean that fake passport and identification ring that we just heard about on the radio?
Yes. Margot, I want you to call on Adams' orphan daughter. Her name is Irene. Pose as a reporter. Ask her about the rumors of her coming marriage with Kelvin and find out if she actually saw the face of her father at any time after his death.
All right, Lamont. Where will you be when I get back?
I'll phone you at my office.
Are you going to visit Berger as Lamont Cranston?
No, Margot. I rather think Berger will be more impressed if I visit him as the Shadow.
I'm so sorry, Miss Adams. I know it's hard to talk to a stranger about such personal things so soon after your father's tragic death.
Yes. Yes. It's true that my father didn't want me to marry Mr. Kelvin. It seemed so unfair. Ray Kelvin was his own partner in business.
But you are going to marry Mr. Kelvin.
Yes. I wanted to wait. It's just soon after father's death. But Ray has to go away. To Europe. He may be gone for years. It'll be a quiet wedding.
Oh, I see. Mr. Kelvin's leaving the country. But isn't he indicted on a stock swindling charge?
Yes. Oh, but he says he'll soon have proof that he didn't have anything to do with it.
Miss Adams, don't you realize that Mr. Kelvin can only clear himself by proving that your own father was the swindler?
No, no. Ray wouldn't do that.
Did you ever see your father after they found his body in the river?
No.